Welcome. And thank you for joining the Father's Vineyard podcast. We are located at 724 Oakland Road in Spindale, North Carolina, and invite you to join us.
We are a church that loves God, loves people, and makes a difference.
Now, let's join today's service.
It's so good to see you guys. And he's still answering prayers. He really is. He's still letting us know that he loves us. I tell you what. Somebody asked me, said, how are you doing? I said, well, about 7:30 this morning, I looked okay in the mirror. I said, but you're seeing me now. How do I look to you? He said, well, do you know the Lord? And I knew he did. He said, yeah. And I said, well, then if you know the Lord, I'm going to trust you then. I'm doing all right. But it's so good to have everybody here today. And I want to speak to you a little bit. I'm going to start a series, I think, about learning the view of God's church. There's a lot of views out there, right? But we need to learn God's view of what he thinks, what he says church is, his opinion, his principles and everything. But before we get into it, we need to understand something that is not just connected to this message, but it is completely connected to our lives. And that is this: for us to be able to discern God's view about anything, we cannot be carnal. We cannot be fleshly. And we cannot be unborn again. We have to have that. And even being born again, we can still have carnal thinking, fleshly ways, fleshly thoughts. But he wants us to understand that without us having that spiritual mindset of God, when it comes to any message that you hear, if you're thinking carnally, you'll not hear God's message. You're not able to get a hold of it. It's not able to get a hold of you when we're in a carnal state of mind. So I'm going to start a little bit with that before we get to what he feels about, what he thinks about the body. The Apostle Paul's second missionary trip, he was in his late 40s, and he went to Corinth. Corinth was a very wealthy place, had a lot of resources and a strategic location. It had two shores, two ports. They worshiped false gods. They even worshiped the goddess Aphrodite, the goddess of love. They were known for having temple prostitutes who served the wealthy merchants as they would come in. But Paul went to that place, Corinth. He preached the gospel. And in the process of preaching, many people came to receive Christ. And Paul founded the Corinth church. That's where we get Corinthians. He founded the Corinth church, and he was with them 18 months, a year and a half. This is laying the background for you, so when you start reading, you'll begin to know a little bit more about it. And he was establishing the church during that 18 months. And then he left there and went to Ephesus, which was about 380 miles away, about 3 days' journey by land and boat. But while he was in Ephesus, 4 years later, so the church is about 4 years old. And 4 years later, he gets word from Chloe's household. In other words, some of the members of Chloe, a lady in the church, her household, they went to see Paul. They traveled that distance as well to Ephesus to see Paul and to inform him that the church of Corinth was struggling with division and quarreling. I thank God we don't have that here. If we do, stop it. you begin to see you've got people in the church that's making a 3-day journey to see Paul so they can inform him. The church is struggling. We're divisive. We're quarreling. We can't get along. And then after doing that, Paul was inspired by the Holy Spirit to write his first letter to the Corinthians. And over in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1, let's read this. I, brethren, could not speak to you as spiritual, as to spiritual men, but as to men of the flesh, as to infants, which means a babe or childish in Christ. He lets them know that he knows they're in Christ. He knows they're born again, but they're acting fleshly. And he said, I could not speak to you as born-again people that were not operating in the flesh. And he goes on and he says this. He said, I gave you milk to drink, not solid food, for you were not yet able to receive it. He said, I had to feed you like a baby. And he was glad to do it. That's what you do for babies. You feed them. The immature ones, the ones that can't do for themselves, you have to feed them. You have to feed them milk. And he said, I fed you like babies. I fed you. I could not feed you solid meat because you couldn't handle it. Then he says, indeed, even now, you are not yet able. So he's writing the letter, inspired by the Holy Spirit. He's got word that they're struggling and they're quarreling and they have divisions. So he knows this 4-year-old church needs help, but they need help from the Lord. But the Holy Spirit is using Paul to be able to help them. He said, you're not even able to receive what I want to tell you now. Then he goes on and he says, for you are still fleshly. This word fleshly means to be carnal, and it means to be governed by human nature. That's key. What's governing you? What's governing us as Christians? What governs what we do? See, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. That word, seek ye first the kingdom of God, means to seek first to be governed by God. First thing we need to seek first, need to be governed by God. He's my Lord. For since there was jealousy, he said, you're still fleshly, for since there is jealousy and strife, which means divisions, among you. Are you not fleshly? Are you not walking like mere men? You're Christians. You're born again, but you're walking like mere men. That word walking like mere men is you're walking according to man, according to what man has to say. And the part of that is us, sort of what we have to say or what others have to say. That's when you walk like mere men. It's just not like walking as humans. We're all humans. You see, when we're born again, we're a new creation. We're a new creature. We're part of the kingdom of God. We're going to be talking about what the church looks like from God's point of view. But if we don't get this right, no matter what message you hear, you won't be able to discern it, and you won't be able to be a part of it because you can't see it. It's impossible. Carnal thinking, being fleshly, cannot see what God is saying. They can't discern it. We can't discern that. We can go to church every day or every Sunday, every week, or on Wednesday. We can go to Bible meeting. We can do online every day. Doesn't mean that you're becoming more spiritual. Fleshly thinking, carnal thinking, ways of the world will stifle the very entrance of God's light, of us being to be able to walk with them, even though, like these people, even though they are Christians. They are babies. They're baby Christians. And somewhat, some of them are satisfied to be baby Christians. I don't want to hear nothing else. I know I'm going to heaven. I received the Lord. I know I'm going to heaven. It's all I need. That's not all you need. You need the plan of God for your life. The plan of God is for you to become a grown-up in Christ, not staying a baby in Christ. When we're babies in Christ, if we're still on bottles, we will not hear, because we can't hear the meat of the word. We won't be able to take it in. Can't chew it. So we'll spit it out, even though it's God's word. Paul is here saying, he said, the church is quarreling, the church is divided, and he knew all the stuff that was going on that when he was there, but yet he gave the message, come to Christ, and he'll change your life. And people received it, but they failed to move forward in growing up in Christ. Now, I think there are people in the church, overall, there are people in the church today that have been saved, but they're still fleshly, still carnally minded, argue with you when the truth is right there. To just, you understand what I'm saying? So you begin to see that the reality of that is true. Yeah, you might go to heaven, but there will be no rewards that you'll be able to give back to Jesus. Paul is weighing this out through the power of the Holy Spirit. And he tells them, said, when you're acting this way, you're acting according to man. You're a Christian, but yet living your life according to what man says. Are you not mere men? Not walking around just like, well, I'm just a human being and I've got human ways and that's the ways that I'm going to do. Then he goes on and he says, for one says, I am of Paul and I am of Apollos. Are you not mere men? So you begin to say there's competition and there's favoritism. Now, it is perfectly okay to enjoy one or like one's message or like one's. It's perfectly okay to have a nearness to how one delivers and as opposed to another. But you cannot pit them together against each other. You can't say he's more anointed than he is. Then we begin to make quarrels, and that's the reason they're arguing among themselves. Well, I'm a Pastor Terry. Well, we're a Pastor John. Well, we're a Pastor Terry Wilson. Well, we're a Mike Duncan. All of a sudden, we got cliques, groups. Paul is straightening this thing out. He said, look, in order to be able to do that, you're acting like just mere human beings. You act like you don't even know Christ at all. Your way of living is competitive and not in unity. It's the same way about cars. Everybody don't drive the same car. Why is that? Like this car over that car, like this over that. But guess what? They're all cars. I don't see a sign up there that says, no Nissan trucks in the parking lot. I'm not driving mine today, so I obeyed the law, right? No. You begin to see, yeah, we've got these thoughts and these things that are fine of life, but you cannot make it the substance of the core of who you are. I'm appalled. Matter of fact, I'm a Pastor Austin. I'm a young person. So we're one. What, you know, when we have our meetings, like, look, we're one. We're one body. We're one group of leaders. Our elders, we're one group of leaders. So he's hammering this thing home, said, you have to understand something. This is of a flesh nature that you're doing this, and you have a new nature, and you should not be following this way. You're walking like you don't know Christ. He didn't say they didn't. He said that's how you're walking. See, the church as a whole needs to understand, my goodness, needs to understand that we have a way that is called Yahweh, His way, His view, the way He looks at things, the way He tells us things. He goes on in Romans and he says this in Romans chapter 8. For those who are walking according to the flesh, set their minds on the things of the flesh. If you're walking in the flesh, your thinking is going to be set on fleshly things. Selfish. What's going to benefit me? But not according to the Spirit. You walk according to the flesh and not according to the Spirit. According to the Spirit, you walk the things of the Spirit. You look after the things of the Spirit. Because the mindset of the flesh is hostile. I don't like to read that, but it's the truth. If you're walking in the flesh, if you're walking in a carnal, if you're walking being governed by man, being governed by something other than God, you're hostile to God. That's what the Bible says. So there's been times in my life that I was hostile toward God. I don't like admitting that, but that's the truth. Anytime we start following the way, we feel like, well, this is going to be easier for me. He didn't say, I want you to do it because it's easier. I want you to do it because I said you to. I told you to. So when I don't do what he said, I become hostile in my behavior at that point against God. I've never been hostile. We've never fought. Well, there ain't much of a fight to begin with. He goes on and says, for it does not subject itself to the law of God. If you're thinking this way, you will not submit to what God's telling you to do. It does not. It's not even, it won't even negotiate. He goes on and he says, that does not subject, he said, for it is not even able to do so. So you can't even negotiate because it's not able. That frame of mind is not even able to negotiate with God. Matter of fact, it goes on and says it cannot please God. For those who are in the flesh cannot please God. However, you are not in the flesh but in the Spirit. Paul is reminding them, said, listen, look, this is how walking in the flesh looks like, and it doesn't please God, it's hostile to God, and you won't ever hear what God wants, you won't be able to do what God's telling you to do. He said, but that is not your mindset. Your mind is Christ. We may not be living out that way, but he's reminding us that what did he say? However, you are not in the flesh, you're in the Spirit. Now, you're not in the Spirit if you're walking fleshly. That's what Paul's saying. Paul's saying, the thing you're doing is not really who you are. That's not who you are. I belong to Him, Abba. He defines my reality. Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 says, out of much affliction and anguish of heart, I wrote to you with many tears. Do you have to understand? Paul loved the church. And for him to hear that the church has acting like a bunch, a flesh pot of people. Not everybody. Because Chloe's household is saying, look, we need help. Please help us. He said, when I wrote to you, it was with affliction and anguish of heart that I wrote to you with many tears, not so that you would be made sorrowful, but that you might know the love which I have especially for you. Paul said, I really do love this church. And writing the letters, he's in agony and tears and anguish. Do you see that when you're really walking with God and you see a group of people that are Christians that are not getting along, they're not acting right, they're doing all kind of crazy, that our first response cannot be judge them. Do you hear what I'm saying? Or start talking bad about them. Well, let me tell you what they're doing down the road. You know what that is? I'm of Paul. I'm not of Apollos. It's the same principle. First Corinthians 2 says this. Paul said, we have the mind of Christ. Being born again, we have the mind of Christ. He didn't say, I have the mind of Christ, did he? We have the mind of Christ. Does not mean that we have the fullness of how he's going to think, and how, we're not going to think that way. But we have the ability, led by the Spirit, to think any way that God thinks. Do you hear what I'm saying? As we grow into the mind of Christ, as we grow from the mind of Christ, we will be able to do the things that he wants us to do. Knowing that he has equipped us with grace and power. We have the mind of Christ. Those who have the mind of Christ have the ability to hear the Spirit of God. And when he says, nope, don't do that. Has anyone here ever started to do something and you heard in your person, you heard the Spirit of God say, I don't want you to do that? Raise your hand. I don't want you to do that. All right. How many of you did it anyway? We got a full majority all the way around. But Dr. Phil says, how'd that work out for you? Yeah. It didn't work out. But have you ever heard, don't need to do that. And you obeyed the voice and didn't do it. How many of you followed that voice, followed the Holy Spirit? See, and it turned out much better. So we're talking to all of us. He's talking to all of us. We can discern the spiritual things that the carnal and the natural man cannot see and cannot discern. Verse 10 says in 1 Corinthians, I don't think I gave you this one, Lynn, but God hath revealed the things unto us through the Holy Spirit. So many things about God to love, right? One of the things I love about God, he didn't tell you to go do something and then you got to figure out how you got to do it and how you're going to be able to make it. He doesn't do that. He gives you what you need. He empowers you to do it. He gives you the grace to be strong enough to do it. He gives you strength to do it. He provides anything that you need. He sends us out fully equipped and ready to do what he said for us to do. We're not running on empty. Run on the fullness of who he is. I had so many things to tell you about the church today. But God, really, I was doing great with it. I was really feeling like, God, this is so good. I thank you for showing me this. Thank you for showing me this. And then all of a sudden, about 3 days ago, he said, let me show you this. What you're about to tell them is not going to be any good to them if they don't first understand. If they're thinking fleshly, they won't even see it. They won't even know it. So it's like the prerequisite of all messages. Come in not thinking fleshly. Don't think fleshly. Come in with an expectancy from God. All of our expectations are in Him. And come in ready to be a part of the body, connected together, that He says we need to be. So we're challenged with all the views that we have. We have a cultural view, we have a carnal view, we have a political view, a religious view, a legalistic view, a denominational view, a generational view, our own view. We're intentionally crowded by the enemy with all these views. Intentionally by the enemy. Different views in order to cloud and distort our view of what God has to say. Let me tell you, I like the news. I like to see what's going on. But I'm telling you, I have had to really listen to me. I'm not telling you to do this. Personally, I've had to go on a diet. Most of the news is angry about something, or they got an opinion about something, and they want you to hear their opinion, and they want you to believe like they do. Anyway, Brenda told me yesterday, she said, what time was it? It was evening. 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. She looked at me and she said, Can we turn the TV on? I said, I haven't said you can't turn the TV on. I haven't said that. You can turn the TV on, I'm fine with it. I said, but don't expect me to get over involved with news. I need to be over involved with this right here. I truly do. Completely involved. So we see that he's showing us. And one last scripture, it says this. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 says this. Paul says, listen up. When I was a child? A child? What does he mean? The same word he said when I could not speak to you because you infants. That's the same word. Same exact word. Paul said, when I was a child, over in 1 Corinthians 13, 11, when I was a child, I used to speak like a child, like a baby, like an infant. I thought like a child. I would think like a child. My thinking would be that way. I would reason that way. I'd make my decisions that way. I know the little great-grandbaby, Jen, she's into this thing about mine. Mine. And on top of that, I had her sitting on my lap and I had my hand in her back, and that was good for about 2 minutes, and then she went like that. And I said, what's wrong with you? What's wrong? And I put it back up there. What? She's had enough with a hand on the back. I wouldn't put, what? I want my way. Now, how many of you have not done that? Okay, we're truthful. If we're anything, we're truthful today. He said, I spoke like a child, I acted like a child, I reasoned like a child, but when I came a man, I put it away. I abolished it. I reduced it to inactivity. It was no use to me. I put away childish things. Put them away, church. Put them away. Stop being childish. Grow up. He refines you to reform you. Many people know the Bible. They see the open door, an opportunity of an open door. They can tell you all about the door. They can tell you how the door works. They can tell you what it looks like. They can tell you how big it is. They can tell you everything about the door, but they never go in. That's carnality. They can explain everything, but they won't go in it. We want people to, he is the door. We want people to go through the door of Jesus. That means that we have to have gone through the door of Jesus and live through the door of Jesus. Amen? Amen. I'll give you something about the church next week. So, get rid of your bottles. If you have any, get rid of your bottles. Get rid of your pacifiers. Don't revert back. And when you need help, call somebody. That's the need we have of the body of Christ. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for your adjusting us. We thank you for your correcting us. We thank you for bringing us to the place that we are not living fleshly, but living spiritually and pleasing you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Don't go anywhere. We got something special to talk to you about. Pastor Terry, come on up. How many of you look at the back of the chairs? You see that little sticker on the right of the chair? This is something that we've been working on for probably about 5 months, on and off for about 5 months, and it's going to get all the information that we do into your hands on your phone. So welcome, Pastor Terry Wilson, as he tells us about it.
Pastor IT.
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 He's the IT guy.
The IT guy. Real quick, some of your phones will tap, some of it won't. So if your phone doesn't tap to connect, don't worry about it. You can scan it. But the reason we're putting these in here is because everything you need to know and everyone you need to connect with is right there at a tap or a scan, okay? And this is just better for us as a family to be able to communicate with one another, know what's going on. There's so many things going on in the church. It is very difficult to convey that. And I've noticed that several of you have already used the newsletter portal there to sign up for the newsletter. I encourage everyone here to go on and sign up for the newsletter because that will allow you to know what everything's going on, whether it was announced or not, or if the announcement went too fast, you didn't catch everything, all the details, it'll be right there, and you'll get it in your inbox on Monday or Tuesday, one or the other, Monday or Tuesday, but it'll go out so you'll know what's going on. But you can tap to give. If you're a first-time visitor here, you can click on that right now. Let us know you came. We'd like to give you a gift and know that you came and just follow up to make sure that we're doing right by our Lord to make sure you are taken care of and we're praying for you adequately. If you have a private prayer request, and we've noticed that there's a few that's already used that this morning, hey, I'm going through this. I need someone to pray with me. Tap in there. You can ask for prayer there. You can sign up and register. Now, for you guys in here, it says, I don't have a phone. I don't use a phone. I don't want a phone. Can I get an amen? I see some of those faces already. Don't worry about it. At the back, right there at the communication center, you'll see Miss Rita. Everybody wave at Miss Rita. She has got a little iPad right there. If you need to sign up for something or something's going on and you're not going to use a phone to do it, all you have to do after the service, if the ladies are doing something and they want you to sign up for it, or the men's group is doing something, or some ministry that you need to sign up for and register for, but you don't use a phone, as they say in New York, what do they say? Forget about it. Just go on, go on over there and sign up. You don't have to be using the phone if you don't want to. If you have questions, you're right there. If you're like Mike Swanson, and you like to use your phone as a Bible, you know, because I tried to do like my wife did to him, or does to me every morning. When I'm on my phone, she goes, put your phone up. I said, I'm reading the Bible. So I looked over at Mike, and he was over, and I was just staring at him like Gina stares at me, and he goes, I'm reading the Bible. So if you like to use a Bible apps, you can get one right there as well, okay? So there's a lot of things on there. The sign-up is very intensive. If you want to know the different ministries that are going on and you'd like to get involved because you're not involved in a ministry, there is a ministries tab right there that you can sign up and say, hey, I'd like to get involved, and it will take you right to the person that can help you and get you started. If you're someone like me that are just a podcast junkie and you want to sign up for the church podcast on Apple or Spotify or something like that, you can sign up there as well, okay? If you have any questions on how to use tap or QR code, I don't want to go through that up here, but I'll be right over here at the side here, and I'd be more than happy to show you how to use your phone to do that, okay? Because I know some of them's like, I don't know what a UR, PR, CR code, what, you know. Pastor Terry was talking the other day, and he goes, well, they're going to give us the UR. And I said, the URL? No, it's the UR. I was like, what? And we finally figured out it was the QR code. QR code he was talking about. So anyway, that's all the news that is news. If you want to go on and look at it right now, you can see all of the announcements going on, the things that are going on with the preschool department and some things that they're doing there, some things that's going on in the women's ministry, some things that's going on all across the church, okay? And more, but wait, stay tuned. More is coming in about a week. We're about to digitize the entire, what's it called? The devotional that's back at the back that you guys are getting sometimes at the end of the month. You'll be able to have a devotional right there. You'll tap and click on it and have a devotional throughout the week as well. So a lot of great stuff is going on. Am I missing anything or did I? Okay. All right. We've got some people we want to pray for this morning, okay? Can we do that real quick now that we talk tech for just a second? We want to pray for Jim Barrett II. He is going for a procedure, and we want to remember him. We want to pray for Bill Keck. He's got some medical issues he would like prayer for. And someone that he is connected to named Jamie has cancer. We want to pray for them. And we also want to pray for Stephen Smith. He has back trouble, I understand, this morning. That's why he's not here. So let's just right now. Scott and Isabel Somerville's baby, 2 months old, heart problems possible, and he needs to gain weight. So the Somerville's baby over in Mexico is going on, and we have these right here. So God can do it, amen? We serve a living God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and if he did it for one, he'll do it for another, amen? So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, you've heard every request here this morning, and you are the God that can do. You're a living God. You're a doing God. You're an active God. You are awake. You're on the scene, and you mean what you say and say what you mean. And you said you sent your word to heal our disease. And every person that was represented this morning asking for prayer, God, you know them. You have counted the hairs on their head. You're so detailed in how you know them. So, Lord, you know exactly how to touch them, where to touch them, and what to do. And so we stand in agreement with your word on what you said you would do and how you would do it. And we thank you in everything that will happen. And we look forward to the testimonies that's going to come forth because these folks know you, know their God, and believe you. And we believe with them. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless. Have a great week, everyone.
thank you for joining us today. We hope today's worship and study of God's Word was encouraging to you. If we can help you in any way, please reach out to us by going to fathersvineyard.org. That's fathersvineyard.org. Thank you again, and we hope we can see and hear from you soon. Until next time.